views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hi there. You are listening to the Gimme the Joy Show with me, Lynn Horde. Tune in every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, where I share very practical, grounded, and not to mention fun ways to reconnect with joy in your life, your work, and your relationships. What does Gimme the Joy make you feel? Do you believe you're meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to go about it? I can help. I'm Lynn Horde, the Joy Coach, founder of Joy School and the Joy at Work programs. Join me as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. Hello, hello, my friends. Welcome to the Gimme the Joy Show. I'm Lynn Horde, your host, as opposed to Lynn Host, your Horde. I'm Lynn Horde, your host. And today we're actually going to be talking about living with joy through life's greatest challenges. So this is a really personal one for me today. I'm going to be taking you with me on a very recent personal journey that I, this is the first time I'm actually going to be talking about it publicly. But when I was thinking about what to share with you today, what I wanted to talk about when it came to joy, it was just, I just couldn't not talk about it with you because it's been an all-encompassing experience. And it's taken me quite a few weeks to wrap my own head around, quite frankly. So just under 2 months ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And since then, it's been an incredible roller coaster ride, you know, ups, downs, the whole shebang. It's definitely been so far the hardest period of my life and also probably, I would say, the scariest by far. So despite that, so here's the thing, gang. Despite that fact, I have continued to have moments of joy, moments of laughter, moments of delight, moments of wonder about the world around me and marveling, you know, at the possibility, you know, what can happen, the possibilities around me. You know, I have actually surprised myself at my core. I've still been able to maintain this, this steadiness, this openness, and I guess it's a willingness to keep seeing the beauty and the joy in the world around me. Now, guys, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that this has been easy. I'm not saying I've sailed through the last, 2 months by any mean feat. But I've been able to keep my center, and I really, we're still early days now, but I really do believe that that's because of all of the training, I guess, I've given myself in how to see the world around me. And so I wanted to talk to you today a little bit more about, you know, some of the bigger things that I've been reflecting on that have helped me during this time. You know, and as I said, you know, we're still at the beginning stages of my journey, really, and the majority of it is actually yet to come. But I wanted to talk with you about this today because one of the things that people always ask me, it's a very regular thing, especially when I first started talking about joy, is they ask me, like, how do you find joy when X? And basically what they're asking me is, how do you find joy when life has gone to pieces, when somebody has an illness, when you're experiencing grief, when my heart is broken? You know, how is that a possible thing to experience joy whilst you're going through potentially, you know, some really dark times in your life? And what I kind of see this experience for myself, you know, I feel like I've been given a very clear opportunity to do just that, to go through what most people would consider a very difficult experience, very challenging for quite a while, and really, you know, walk my talk and choose how I'm going to make this experience something that I will be finding joy in. And, you know, I wanted to talk about this in case, because everybody out there, it doesn't matter if you're experiencing, you know, some form of illness, or as I said, it could be grief, it could be a relationship breakup, you know, it could be depression. You know, there are many ways that life can throw us really big challenges. So I really hope that today, what the things that I share and the little bit of my journey that I'll be talking about, I really hope that it might help you too. So the first thing that I really wanted to get into here was talking about, and it might sound really strange, but talking about when we face a challenge, I kind of really think about it as, how are you going to choose this as your adventure? So this is kind of the coaching concept of reframing, you know, what is before you into something that is more positive, more empowering, more affirming, more life affirming. I have a wonderful friend who basically she nails it down to, it's basically, instead of saying this is something I have to do, it is saying this is something I get to do, and then figuring out why this is a good thing that you get to do this. So back at the beginning when I first got diagnosed, you know, as anybody who's been in my situation or had, you know, a shock and a challenge in the same way, you know, I had everything. It was like, the way I described it was like someone had dropped a bomb in my life, and it was, and I found myself in the middle of a minefield, because it didn't matter which way you stepped, it felt like there was a mine going off somewhere. So it was like my brain kept exploding everywhere. And so one of the ways that I really deal with that well is I sit down with a journal and I kind of just write it all out on paper. And back at the beginning, I did this because I was like, oh, really, what is this all about? What is going on? How am I feeling about all this? And it doesn't matter what situation you find yourself in, I cannot highly recommend journaling enough for that, because all those thoughts get stuck in our head, it really can make the situation even harder, even more challenging. So whatever you can do to get it out of your head, I mean, if you prefer to type, you know, if you want to speak into an audio, I really recommend doing that. So I sat down with my journal and I wrote out my thoughts at the time. And as I kind of got down to it, I really came up with this question. And the question was, because I was pondering this obviously in the bigger picture of my life and the fact that, you know, I feel like sharing joy is my life's journey. It's like kind of my life path. So I was kind of really pondering, like, how does this all fit together for me? Like, what's going on here? But I ended up coming up with a question, and it was like, well, what if I can experience more joy through this next period of my life, this next phase, than I have ever had before? Now, saying that to you, I feel excited about that idea. And, you know, it's a bit of a challenge for myself, but it's also a questioning of the concept that we cannot experience, you know, more joy in this time. You know, when we are struggling, that we can't have, you know, even greater experiences. Now, look, do I know how I'm going to do that? No. You know, so I'm not sitting here with the answers, guys. I'm not sitting here thinking, yep, I absolutely know how I'm going to do that. But I'm sitting here with the kernel in my belly, the desire that I really want to approach it in this way and go, like, how am I going to do that? So for me, that was kind of the very first piece that I did when I found out about this, was I sat down, I was like, right, okay, what really matters to me here? You know, what am I most worried about? And one of them was, well, how does joy fit into this picture? And that was how I came up with the question, well, what if I could experience more joy in the next year than I've ever had before? Again, don't know how I'm going to do that, but I'm open to finding out. I'm open to seeing where, you know, life leads me. And, of course, I've got lots of ideas, don't get me wrong. And it may be that, you know, I have such a toolbox of different ways, and I've talked about many of them on this show, and I understand all the different ways that you can use you can fine join you every day. And I have been absolutely using those tools consistently. And maybe that's what it's about. Maybe it's a case of me getting the opportunity to consistently put that into action. But I also feel like there might be more. And this is why I feel a little excited. Just in this moment, I feel a little excited about, you know, there might be new and deeper ways for me to experience joy throughout this process. And I'll be honest, I have already been experiencing some, and I will talk to you as we go on in some of the other segments about, you know, what has been happening that really has blown my mind in many ways. So this is one of the ways that I've reframed this, and I am choosing to make, you know, this the big picture of what is this experience for me? What do I want it to be? It's like, what do I want to choose this experience to be for me? You know, I've got it. I have to go through treatment. I choose to go through treatment. It is not something that's going to go away by magic. You know, I have to do something, you know, and going through treatment is how I'm going to choose to tackle the cancer. But I can choose how I approach that. I can choose the bigger picture. So for me, that's what it's about. So as I said, I'm still at the beginning of my journey, so I'm still figuring out what that looks like. You know, how am I going to go about that and what am I going to do? But that has made such a big difference it shifted, you know, pretty immediately when I thought about it. Because what it does is I feel empowered by that idea. I feel empowered by that approach. I feel like I can, you know, use this experience that in many ways has been, you know, thrust upon me. I didn't choose the experience, but I'm going to choose to use this experience, you know, to create something beautiful for myself and for everybody that I'm here to help. You know, it gives me a real sense of ownership. You know, it gives me a sense of purpose. It gives me, you know, a thing to focus on amidst it all. And it can replace what can often happen in these circumstances, you know, when we feel a sense of helplessness, perhaps, or, you know, we feel like a victim, or we feel like, you know, we're alone. You know, a lot of things can be triggered when we are faced with really big challenges. So this is one of my very first ways, and it doesn't matter, you know, whether someone comes to me with something that isn't, you know, a big challenge, or they're just looking to make a change in their life. It's still an incredibly valuable tool of reframing, but it's especially powerful when we are looking at how do I go about, you know, this experience in front of me that I may not be choosing, I may not have chosen, may not like. How can I make this so that I feel the most empowered possible and use this kind of, I see it as for the greater good. So that's the first thing. So whatever situation you find yourself in now, how could you reframe that in saying, you know, I get to versus I have to? So how would you frame it as your specific adventure? So when we get back, I'm going to look at the next thing that I found. That's really been a beautiful thing, and also a misconception everybody has around when we are faced with challenges and how joy can fit into that. So when we come back from break, we're going to be talking about how life's darkness and beauty can actually coexist. See you soon.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, give me the joy, make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Gimme the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Hey gang, welcome back to the Gimme the Joy Show. Today we are talking about living with joy through life's greatest challenges. And what I wanted to talk about in this second segment was about the idea that life's darkest times and its absolute beauty can actually coexist. Before I go into that, I just wanted to say that if you're listening and you've got a thought or a question, or you're going through a similar experience and you know, wanted to ask about it, please do call on in. You can call in on 1-800-930-2819, or you can go to the transformationtalkradio.com website. And on the front there, there's a box where you can type in your question and that will go through to my producer, Carter, who will share that with me. So if this is hitting home for you at all and you do want to come on and have a chat or question, please do. Love to hear from you. So there is a really big so earlier I said that there's the question that people ask me is like, you know, when life is at its greatest challenge, you know, how the hell do you basically find joy when you're in that situation? So what's underneath that is a belief that they cannot coexist. I've seen this time and time again. People feel like they need to get rid of their anxiety, get rid of their fear, get rid of their pain or whatever it is that they're experiencing before they can tap into their joy. And I have said this before on the show, but I just want to re-remind you guys that that is completely not true. They can live side by side. I promise you, side by side. So let's remember, joy is a spurt of positive emotion. It is a sensation within your body. It can happen in a second, and it can be triggered by the smallest thing. So if you're looking for it and you're allowing the joy, and if you want to find out more about those concepts, you can visit this one of my earlier shows because I talk about that, break that down a little bit more. You know, but if you're looking for the joy and you're allowing the joy, there is absolutely no reason you can't get a few hits of it every day, no matter what you're going through. So I'm going to give you some examples because it's what I've been, this is one of the ways that I've made it. So last week, beginning of last week, it was my first chemo treatment. I didn't know how that was going to roll, and, you know, it was, you know, both good and bad in many ways. But what actually got me through the week, so overall now, you know, I think I'm 10 days out from that, looking back at it, I'm like, it was overall, I'm like, oh, okay, that was good. You know, we did okay and it went reasonably well. And what got me through though, guys, was actually some really simple daily things that got me connected to the things that I love, got me connected to my joy. And again, they were just tiny spurts. You know, like there was a day when I was exhausted, barely got off the lounge. But there were two or three points in that day where I had a laugh with my dad. I got outside in the fresh air for 30 minutes, you know, found gratitude that my body was able to walk around my nearby oval for 30 minutes. And then at the end of the day, you know, I had a message from a friend who was full of support and love and sending me love, you know. And as the days have progressed, you know, I've been able to get out and about and admire the beauty of the autumn leaves. I've been able to discover new walking paths. I've been able to, you know, just meet a friend for a cup of coffee. I've been able to thoroughly enjoy resting in the flat, which I love. I love my flat and what's in it. And I've been able to sit there and get absolute delight. I've talked about these little guys before. Absolute delight from the squirrels that live in the trees outside my back door. And they come and drink from the little light wells, the light holders that are on my deck. So I just get to sit there and watch them bound over the grass and watch them play together. And these are all really small things, okay? So I just wanted to give you examples of what's been going on in my life. And this is while I might not feel well, while I might be tired, you know, while I might feel emotional, whilst I, you know, might be not having the best mental day. You know, so it's not, this is the idea, guys. They can all coexist. It can all be there. You can have a bad day, but you can also experience joy in the middle of it. So as I said, the trick is really you've got to allow that moment. You know, let it be brief. You know, let it come, let it go. That's okay. But just keep noticing what is around you, my friend. Just keep noticing, you know, and just put a little, you know, when you notice something, it's like, what is it about that you love? You know, and that's what really can help you ground into that present moment, really like basically suck the joy juice from whatever that thing is in front of you. You know, and I'm really lucky. My dad's been able to come over and from Australia, and he's been here and he's been looking after me. And you know, we have a laugh every day, and we laugh at the things that aren't funny. you know, we laugh at those moments. We're like, oh my word, you know, I'm having that symptom again, and somehow we'll find a way to laugh at it. You know, laughter. This is my first experience of something like this, so. When they say laughter is such an incredibly healing balm in situations like this, it really is, you know. So, and I am very happy to use, I think they call it, is it black humor? And I have done, like, some of the early doctor's appointments, they really were hilarious, and I've used them to comedic effect. And, you know, on the surface, they're probably not funny, but I have found a way, I was like, wow, that is really quite funny if you look at it this way. So it's finding all of those things. You know, the tools are there. It's just a question of, are you using them, guys? You know, are you looking for those things in the moment? And we'll talk about this later. I'm not saying that, you know, I want you to not be okay, and I certainly have had really bad days over the last little while, and I'm not denying those at all. Like, I'm really honest about, like, I'm having a rough day, or, you know, today's a good day, today's a bad day, I'm feeling really emotional. And it's not about pretending that I'm something that I'm not, but it's about believing and allowing that actually I can have those good moments in there, and those joyful moments in there, despite all of that going on. One of the really interesting experiences I had through this is, as I said earlier, I've been doing this work for such a long time now that I have a really good solid core of being able to look for all of the joy. And, you know, in many ways, so I kind of have described my experience so far as the first 6 weeks was a sprint. I had so many things leading up to my first chemo appointment that it was just mentally mad, like just crazy. I don't think I had a day where I didn't have something on. And once I had my first chemo, everything has slowed down, and now it's basically I'm in the marathon section. So now we're in for a bit of a longer haul for my treatment period. But what's so that's kind of how it is. But what's amazing is that throughout all of this, I can still find all of those beautiful things that are in there. And I'll talk some more in the next section about, you know, what other things you guys could be looking for when you're in the midst of these situations. Another thing, I always talk about gratitude practice, and it's been really coming into its own for me right now. Every day I do one nice thing for myself. And I also do my gratitude practice. And my dad was great. The other day he said to me, he came up with an absolutely brilliant idea, and I really recommend it if you're going through something similar. He said to me, "Love, I think we probably need to chart your symptoms so we can kind of keep a track of how they are." And I said, "That's a great idea, Dad." And I immediately thought also that I'll make part of the chart the good things that happen each day, and the tools I can use to support each thing being each day becoming something positive and allowing me to feel joy. So, you know, on the bottom of the graph, I've got all my symptoms. And at the top of the graph, I've got things like, did I do my gratitude practice today? You know, did I go for a walk out in the fresh air, which always makes me feel happier? You know, did I do one nice thing for myself each day? You know, what surprises or magic moments kind of did I have each day? And I also look at, were there any synchronicities? You know, were there any synchronicities that happened today? Because that has been one of the things that has blown my mind the most. The amount of synchronicity that has occurred since I was first diagnosed is extraordinary. Everything has flowed beautifully. Things have fallen into place. It has been the most extraordinary experience that whilst I'm going through something that's been incredibly challenging, there also seems to be an extraordinary flow in my life that's traveling me through, kind of, you know, just taking me through, but it's just making it almost, you know, far easier than I could have expected, or reducing the stress that you could have had in something like this. So really remarkable time, and I'm sure I'll share more about that, because for me there's something really in that experience. It's not the first time that I've had that either, in terms of a really difficult time that was either followed with or paralleled with an experience of incredible flow. And I've spoken to people who've had the same thing. So it's a really interesting concept, I guess, if you have to surrender to something like this, which you do, because once you've been diagnosed with cancer, you've got to get on the train. You know, the train leaves as soon as you're diagnosed, you're on the train leaves the station, and you are on it, and you've got to just kind of go with it, because it does become something that has to be dealt with quite quickly initially. And so extraordinary experiences of synchronicity that I have just marveled at. But I wanted to go on to talk about something else before I marvel about more synchronicity. I want to talk about one of the biggest things that's come out of this for me around what it means and what's increased my joy. It's really quite extraordinary. And we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, I'm actually going to be talking about love and letting love into your life in an enormous way. So when we come back, we'll be talking about that. Speak in a second.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back to Give Me the Joy. We're talking about living with joy through life's greatest challenges. Before the break, and I just want to say it again because it's really important. Before the break, I was talking about the fact that when you're facing a deep, dark challenge, joy can coexist with that. You can be in the depths of grief, despair, disappointment, depression, fear, and joy can still exist in those times with you. And that's not about not admitting that you're struggling. It's not about not admitting that you are having a bad day, but it's recognizing that the beauty and the joy of the world, those small things that I talk about on a regular basis, they still go on around you, and you can still choose to see those. You know that. And as I've been talking about, you know, I've been diagnosed with breast cancer, but that hasn't changed the fact that I can still find joy in my daily life. So I just wanted to really wanted to hammer that point home, guys, because you can do it. You know, you can do it too, no matter what your circumstances. It can be tiny things, and that's all you need to aim for, tiny things, spurts of joy. Get those moments going in your day. So the other thing I wanted to talk about in a bigger picture in this experience is one, people talk about love and joy a lot. So I've mentioned before that joy is an emotion. On the vibrational scale, joy is a higher vibration than love. But I guess that you could say that they work together. You know, love opens the door to joy. Joy opens the door to love. You know, they exist in a very similar frequency. And I have to say that I have experienced what feels like a tsunami of love from my friends and family throughout the recent couple of months. And it has been incredibly humbling. And And I could cry remembering, you know, the outpouring of love that I've experienced and continue to experience from my friends. And it's been a real lesson to me in receiving. I'm not alone with people in fearing being vulnerable, you know, fearing, you know, not necessarily wanting to ask for help. But I have been put in a situation where all of those things are absolutely unavoidable. And that whole experience has been, you know, softened by the incredible support that my friends have given me. I mean, my dad flew over, you know, within weeks to be with me from Australia, and he remains here to look after me for a while. Another friend of mine is going to fly in from America to be with me during one of my treatments. And, you know, I've received care packages and just messages of deep love and support. And it's been really humbling and just the most beautiful experience of receiving that I've had ever had in my entire life. You might say, did you need to get cancer too, you know, to have that level of experience? And maybe I did, you know, maybe I wasn't willing to open myself enough to allow people to be there for me in the way that they have been. Because, you know, like many people, I tend to do things myself. I've looked after myself a lot of my life. So you have relied on myself, I guess we could say. And, I actually did call a friend of mine and ask for something really specific to support me recently. And it was really hard, you know, it was really hard to do that. But it's been just an extraordinary experience of what, you know, the love that people feel for you. And wherever you are, I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, there will be love around you as well. And it's letting that in can really soften the experience. Really, it gives you a boost. It can soften the pain and hardship of what is going on around you. And I wanted to talk about it because what can happen, and I certainly have done this a hell of a lot, is when we find ourselves in difficult situations, we can close off, we can shut down, we can, you know, fear asking for help. I mean, there are certainly days when I've wanted to curl up and hide from the world, especially at the beginning when I was like, what the hell does this mean for my life? What is this, you know, what does this mean about my identity? You know, those big picture questions, which we're going to be talking about a little bit later. And I really just was like, oh, just too much. I just want to go and hide away from the world. But my, you know, reaching out to my friends made, and my family has made the biggest difference. It keeps me grounded. It keeps me connected. It reminds me, you know, I'm gonna make it through, and that I have all the support that I need in order to do that. I keep joking with my dad and with my friends. It's like, it's going to take a village, Dad. You know, they say it takes a village to raise a child. I'm like, it's going to take a village to help me get through cancer. But what's beautiful is I have a village, and it is just the most amazing experience. I, in the town that I live in, you know, I have a group of people that I can call on if I need to get somewhere or do something or I need a support. And it's really the most amazing thing. But what's interesting is it hasn't stopped there. I have experienced incredible kindness from strangers. And I think this one's almost the one that brings me to tears even more, that someone who knows me from Adam absolutely doesn't know me. I walked into the A&E last week. I was experiencing chest pains. I didn't know what was going on, and I was really panicking. Walked into the A&E department because I really needed to find out what was going on. And the doctor treated me with such patience, such love, such care and kindness. I was, both my dad and I were like, wow, you know, thank you so much. You know, he explained what was happening. It wasn't related to the treatment. It was something else. And, you know, I just felt such relief that he'd taken the time. You know, he explained things about my treatment that I didn't know. And it was just, you know, he took a lot of time. And we know doctors are very busy people. And he just, you know, that he did that, and that he, I could see the compassion in his eyes for me. And I was like, wow, that's just a beautiful thing. And when I had my first, I will forever be grateful to my chemo nurse, the beautiful Christina. Obviously, your first treatment is the worst, and it was just, you know, it was horrible. And but what they say that's normal because you don't know what's going to happen. But Christina was such an angel. I felt like, you know, God had basically given me an angel for the day, because, you know, when I was in tears, she would just grab my hand and just say, "It's going to be okay." She's like, "I'm here with you. I'm not going to leave you. You are going to be okay." You know, it was just such care and compassion and kindness from this woman who just did not know me. And it's extraordinary. And I really wanted to talk about this with you today because, you know, small acts of kindness, everybody knows what they are, but I want you to recognize the impact it can have on somebody else. And it doesn't have to be like Christina supporting me through my first treatment. You know, it could be, you know, someone who looks down and you're asking them, like, you know, "Are you okay? You know, do you want to have a chat?" It is, you know, sharing, putting your arm around somebody and just going, "Look, you know, it's going to be okay. My dad's being absolutely brilliant. We've got a short code. If I'm feeling emotional, he just comes up, rubs my arms and says, 'It's going to be okay, honey. It's going to be okay.'" That was my dad who loves me. But we can share such amazing acts of kindness out there in the world, and it just takes a few minutes, guys. You know, we can just, you know, when you see somebody in pain, when you see somebody in distress, you know, you can just take a momentary choice and just ask that person, like, "How are you doing?" You know, those are the things that have happened to me in the past before all of this happened that has made the biggest difference. Just somebody actually recognizing that I might be in distress and asking me, "Are you okay? Is there anything that I can do?" Of course, you know, we all have limitations in terms of, you know, time and availability, all that kind of stuff. But there are moments that present themselves, and it can be as simple as, even, I remember one time when I was first as a journalist, my first job in journalism, I was already in the job, and about 3 months after I joined, somebody else came through, like they'd had their interview, they walked through the office, and I said to them, "Hi, how are you doing?" You know, and just kind of gave them a welcoming smile. And she told me, so she got the job, and she told me, and she was actually older, you know, she was about 20 years older than me. And she told me later, she's like, "Do you know what? Just that hello and that smile made me feel welcome and like I could come and be a part of that team, and that I would want to, that it would be a welcoming space." So don't underestimate, you know, what it is that you, the power of your kindness, whether that's a smile, whether that's meeting somebody's gaze, whether that is, you know, acknowledging somebody's distress or sharing an offer of support. And, you know, this is something that I have talked about and I really want to talk about more, because these small things don't take a long time and they have such a big impact on the people who are receiving them. You know, we all, as I've talked about before, we all really desire to be seen and heard, loved and cared for. And that doesn't have to be necessarily from, you know, our love relationships or, you know, our friends. We can provide those moments of someone feeling seen, heard and understood by just doing a small act of kindness. So I would really love if today, you know, you thought about that and took away with you, like, "Well, right, like, how can I be on the lookout for showing somebody else a small act of kindness?" Again, it doesn't have to be, you know, a big kindness like I've been receiving recently. It can be small. So it's just the question of, like, how can you go about that? And also remember, the other thing we've been talking about here is, how can you let more love into your life? How can you, and I know that we don't necessarily like to be vulnerable and it feels a little bit scary, but, you know, opening to more love, you know, is what I feel like this experience for me, and I think I want to share with you, is about truly receiving that love, which then will lead to, you know, more connection, more joy and more beauty in your life. Oh, wow, that felt like a really important thing to share with you guys today. So we're going to go to a break in a second and we're going to come back and talk about some of the bigger themes that might go on when we are faced with some serious challenges. Speak in a second.
Mm-hmm. Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Hey guys, welcome back to Give Me the Joy. Before the break, I was talking about letting the love in. So when you are faced with a really great challenge in life, one of the things that we can want to do is kind of retreat or recede, hide away from the world. Certainly, you know, I've experienced that many a time. But what my current experience is showing me is that if we can stay open to connecting and receiving the love that is around us from the people who care about us, from random acts of kindness from strangers, it can really keep you connected to life, can help keep you connected to the beauty of life, you know, to those moments of joy, and really kind of give you that solid center, that sense of being supported that really can make a difference when you're struggling. So I just wanted to kind of leave you with that thought for that second, because it's really, it's been a new experience for me. You know, I'm facing one of my most difficult times ever, and the connection with people has been extraordinary, and it's really made a massive difference to me. And that's coming from someone who would normally retreat when faced with something big, but I guess in this situation I can't do that because it is so big, and I feel like that's the lesson in there for me particularly, is really receiving the incredible amount of love that is coming my way, and kind of using that to bolster my experience, kind of get me through, but also allowing me to feel extraordinary amounts of joy because of the love that I've been receiving. So before we finish up the show today, the other thing I really wanted to talk about was that, you know, when we are faced with those life's big challenges, you know, there are some bigger themes in there, and they can be, you know, they can be quite scary. But when I see these situations, you know, and obviously, you know, when you're in it, it's not always easy to take that sky view, so to speak, the big sky view. But this is my belief that these experiences they happen to get us to question ourselves, our lives, to reshape, to transform kind of like who we are and how we're being for the better. You know, so, you know, from my point of view, this experience is here for me to basically grow from. And it really brings to mind The Hero's Journey by Joseph Campbell. If you've never come across that before, he put into basically a seven steps what can happen when we are faced with either a big, he calls it the call to adventure. So that might be a challenge. So maybe, you know, you're facing loss or an illness, or it could be a challenge as in, you know, you've been asked to move countries or something, you know, so you can put lots of different things in the framework. But it's a really great way for you to think about the thing that's before you. And I wanted to share that with you because for me it's a coping strategy. And it really helps me to, because, you know, times like these, uncertainty, it can be so stressful. And I certainly have found it to be so. And uncertainty can also really cause a great deal of anxiety. And that was my experience last week. But, you know, when you get when the fog clears a bit, you know, when those emotions are able to dissipate and you can actually take a bigger picture view, you can start to see like what might be going on and find ways to cope with that. And for me, you know, that understanding that there is a bigger process, a bigger picture at play really helps me have a look at, okay, so what might be going on here? And from a really practical point of view, it helps your animal brain or your amygdala, the flight or fight response in you. It helps it calm down because it sees that it's a path versus it being a totally uncertain current reality for you. It allows you to kind of engage more in the process. It certainly does for me, and be able to mine your experience for new truths or perhaps, you know, limiting beliefs, and look at what might need to be shed or what might need to be brought in to allow you to emerge from this experience in a transformed way. And that's one of the steps in Joseph's hero's journey, is that eventually there is a step of transformation. It's a really fascinating process that he talks about, and it really does easily encompass all of the experiences that you can be going through. But I guess the point is I want to encourage you to educate yourself about your experience when you're ready. So, you know, the steps of grief, for example, you know, what happens when we go through relationship breakup. You know, there are so many resources out there now, and if you're someone like me who really benefits from using the mind to understand the process, then I'd really encourage you to do that. So that's from a mental perspective, of course. But then, you know, emotion, you know, the overwhelming emotion that comes from going through these kinds of experiences is quite extraordinary. And, you know, the biggest ones for me so far have definitely been fear, you know, anxiety and uncertainty. Just, you know, through the roof. I was like, wow, there are just so many things I didn't know and still don't know. So many things, you know, the experiences, you know, I had a whole bunch of kind of procedures and then my treatment, and they were all new things. So there's all of the uncertainty and fear around those. And, you know, they can be really difficult things, you know, and I do get those questions, and I totally understand from an even more deeper now, you know, how it can feel difficult to go, well, you know, how could I even possibly look for joy when I'm having this experience of, you know, deep anxiety, high stress, tiredness, you know, massive emotional overwhelm. I totally understand I totally understand that perspective. And it honestly is really difficult. But one of the things I have always talked about when it comes to joy is you need to work with what is in front of you right now. So last week when I was having high anxiety levels, that is actually what I had to deal with. So I had to find out, the thing that was causing me the anxiety, which is the chest pain I mentioned earlier, I went to the A&E. I did a practical thing to understand what was causing it. I did some meditations. Once I understood, I did some meditations to start really reducing my anxiety. I did some relaxation stuff. So, you have to work with what is in front of you, and it's a really key part of the process when I talk about joy. And it's the same with your fear. I've had to confront, fears of dying as an example. But it is something you have to face. You have to kind of really sit with and understand in order for it to move through, because that's the idea. It can move through if you don't resist it. And that's kind of part of the process I really wanted to talk about, because it's what happens in these really big picture, larger than life challenges that we can come across. So know that it is part of the process, and then your job in those moments is to go, right, how can I help relieve these emotions that I'm experiencing? So, you can do it from your practical point of view, go and find out what the problem is, but also from there's lots of tools now in terms of reducing stress and anxiety. I use the 4-7-8 breathing, which I highly recommend. Okay, so that's almost bringing us to the end of the show today. I really hope that's been helpful. Thank you so much for being with me on Give Me the Joy. If you've got any questions or comments about the topic today, you can email me at hello@lynhorde.com or contact me through the Transformation Radio website. You can catch the show every second and fourth Thursday of the month, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. UK time. Until next time, my friend, follow your joy. It will show you the way. Take care and bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to the Gimme the Joy Show, which airs every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. In this hit show, I share very practical, very grounded, and not to mention fun ways to reconnect with joy in your life, work, and relationships. As a certified coach and facilitator, I support individuals and businesses to harness the power of joy to create positive, lasting change in all areas. For more information or to listen to the show, visit lynhorde.com.